Relativity. The fact that light travels at a finite but very high speed was first discovered in 1676 by the Danish astronomer Ole Christensen Rømer. If you observe the moons of Jupiter, you will notice that from time to time they disappear from sight because they pass behind the giant planet. These eclipses of Jupiter's moons ought to occur at regular intervals, but Rømer observed that the eclipses were not evenly spaced. Did the moons somehow speed up and slow down in their orbits? He had another explanation. If light traveled with infinite speed, then we on Earth would see the eclipses at regular intervals, at exactly the same time they occurred, like the ticks of a cosmic clock. Since light would traverse any distance instantaneously, this situation would not change if Jupiter moved closer to the Earth or further from it. Now imagine that light travels with finite speed. If so, we will see each eclipse sometime after it happened. This delay depends upon the speed of light and on the distance of Jupiter from the Earth. If Jupiter did not change its distance from the Earth, the delay would be the same for every eclipse. However, Jupiter sometimes moves closer to the Earth. In such cases, the signal from each successive eclipse has less and less distance to travel, so it arrives progressively earlier than if Jupiter had remained at a constant distance. For analogous reasons, when Jupiter is receding from the Earth, we see the eclipses progressively later. The degree of this early and late arrival depends upon the speed of light, and this allows us to measure it. This is what Rømer did. He noticed that eclipses of one of Jupiter's moons appeared earlier at those times of year when the Earth was approaching Jupiter's orbit, and later at those times when the Earth was moving away. And he used this difference to calculate the speed of light. However, his measurements of the variations in the distance of the Earth from Jupiter were not very accurate, so his value for the speed of light was 140,000 miles per second, compared to the modern value of 186,000 miles per second. Nevertheless, Rømer's achievement not only in proving that light travels at a finite speed, but also in measuring that speed, was remarkable, coming as it did 11 years before Newton's publication of Principia Mathematica. A proper theory of the propagation of light didn't come until 1865, when the British physicist James Clerk Maxwell succeeded in unifying the partial theories that up to then had been used to describe the forces of electricity and magnetism. Though both electricity and magnetism had been known since ancient times, it wasn't until the 18th century that British chemist Henry Cavendish and French physicist Charles Augustin de Coulomb established quantitative laws governing the electric force between two charged bodies. A few decades later, in the early 19th century, a number of physicists established analogous laws for magnetic forces. Maxwell showed mathematically that these electric and magnetic forces do not arise from particles acting directly on each other. Rather, every electric charge and current creates a field in the surrounding space that exerts a force on every other charge and current located within that space. He found that a single field carries the electric and magnetic forces, thus, electricity and magnetism are inseparable aspects of the same force. He called that force the electromagnetic force, and the field that carries it, the electromagnetic field.